difference in a can.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show and jump on with Rick Santorum, he's going to be here with us in just a second. That number is 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-807-9977. Do we have Rick with us right now, Jake? I think we have him. I'm going to hand it over to Jake, the other guy, because he is the man. Oh, you're the man. You are the man. So anyways, here we go. Here we go. It's all yours, bro.
All right. So today we have with us Sons of Liberty, Rick Santorum. And folks, for more information regarding Rick, his campaign, and everything that he stands for, his values, his morals, I spent some time perusing through his website today, ricksantorum.com. That's R-I-C-K-S-A-N-T-O-R-U-M. And one of the things that I want you to keep in mind here is the reason that we brought him on is because we've seen that he's become a moral champion. You look at his website, there's no ashamedness about Christian values and morals. And folks at the Sons of Liberty understand that in order for us to have any type of victory, whether it be in economics, whether it be in education, whether it be in family, it's going to be based on the Judeo-Christian God. That's what we exalt, that's who we promote, because God is the one who gave us our liberties. And you'll notice through this interview that when Rick is speaking, I want you to take note of this. And you know what? We're the first people to hold people's feet to the fire. We've had a number of different political folks on, public servants, if you will, on our station before, and we have no problem mincing words with moral issues. And that's one of the things I want you to take note of. Secondly, I want you to listen to his overall philosophy of what government is. What is its purpose? What is its jurisdiction? What is it to be doing? And is it to be doing anything for you and I? And if it is, then what is that specific thing you're supposed to be doing? Another thing that I got from Rick Santorum is that as a public servant, he was 32 years old. He was pretty young when he first stepped into office as a House of Representatives. And then he stepped into the Senate shortly thereafter. And when I see on the debates, this is what I notice about him. And again, I'm just giving you feedback of what I'm noticing. When it comes to moral issues and moral topics, many people turn their head and scream and run the other way because they're so scared. What will the media possibly say? But what I've noticed about Rick is that he doesn't care what the media has to say. He doesn't care what mainstream candidates have to say. He's willing to speak up on those issues. So I welcome today to the Sons of Liberty, Mr. Presidential Hopeful Rick Santorum. How are you, Rick? And thank you for being with us.
Well, it's great to be on your show, sir. I'm a few minutes late.
That's okay. Hey, it's good to be in Minnesota, isn't it? I know you're way out there on the East Coast, typically, in the state of Pennsylvania. Actually, I spent quite a bit of time as a youngster out there because that's where my father's parents live, right out in Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay. Well, that's where I'm from. I'm from the Pittsburgh area, and I'm here in beautiful Des Moines, Iowa right now.
Awesome. You know, the Midwest is good, isn't it?
It is, and it's actually a gorgeous day today. I'm enjoying the weather. I was up at the Iowa State Texas A&M game for a while.
Okay, so you're a sports guy. Well, let's get right to it, because I know that you're constrained for time. Again, folks, if you want to find out more about Rick Santorum, RickSantorum.com, RickSantorum.com. Rick, number one, I want you to speak on this issue, abortion. Tell me what you as president, what is your philosophy, what will your administration promote on the issue and the topic of abortion?
Now, this is a very interesting topic, because you know, I was someone who, when I was in the United States Senate, 5 years into it, I had never said the word abortion on the floor of the United States House or Senate when I was there, because you know what? I was a little nervous about doing it. I mean, there's one thing about being pro-life and voting pro-life. There's another thing about speaking out on it. And this issue came along called partial birth abortion, and I just was abhorred by it. So I muscled up the courage, and well, long story short, I ended up managing the bill on the floor of the Senate for about 7 years and eventually got it passed. But I have to tell you that, you know, although I'm very happy that we got it passed, I'm happy that the Supreme Court found it constitutional after fighting with them after they said it was unconstitutional, then we pushed back and said, no, you're wrong, and we got it passed. It's, You know, that's just, I guess that's how, since I was at a football game, they use a football analogy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm concerned that, you know, we have politicians that are worried about, you know, at the 50-yard line and are worried about gaining 2 yards and not focused on scoring a touchdown, mm-hmm. not focused on trying to ensure that in the whole context of everything we do, we talk about what our objective is, and that is that the life of a child in the womb is no different than any other life, that it is human at the moment of conception, it is alive, and it should be given rights under the Constitution. And so that everything we do should be focused on getting to that touchdown. And I have to tell you, I mean, I know a lot of folks in politics on the Republican side, even conservatives, who just talk about some of the side issues and their importance, fetal pain and a whole bunch of other issues that you know, are attempted to gain 2 or 3 yards.
Yep.
But unless we're stretching the field sometime, unless we're out there talking about the bigger issue, unless we're out there trying to reach for those bigger issues, then, you know, the defense is going to stack up on the line and we're not going to gain any yards. And so I really do believe that a Rick Santorum presidency would be different than anyone we've seen recently, with one that's committed not just to, you know, look, gaining the yards we can gain, but also focused on making sure that we, whatever we do, we focus on scoring the ultimate victory, which is to give rights to every child in America.
So in order to have a child, and I appreciate that perspective, thank you again. Again, you have with the Sons of Liberty, Rick Santorum, presidential candidate here. You can't be a public servant if you won't protect life. That's the number one prerequisite. We are endowed by rights from our Creator. Among these are life. If you don't have life, you can't have liberty or property. So we believe that abortion is murder, straight up and down, and you cannot be a public servant that ensures the rights of mankind if you won't protect that baby. So I appreciate that answer, Rick. I'm going to move on.
Thank you.
Because now we have an issue of education with our children. You have 7 kids, Rick. How do you feel about education and the role of the government in education?
Well, we homeschool for kids. We've been homeschooling for 15 years, and I'm a great believer in a fact. The fact is that the people responsible for educating children in America are the parents of those children, and that the government's role should be, and I'm not against public education, I'm not against the government having a role in making sure its citizenry is educated, but the role of the government should be to work with the parents, since they are responsible for educating their children, and working collaboratively with them, whether it's in a public school or a charter school or a home school or a Christian school or whatever it is, that we should design an education system around the parents' desire to do what is best for their children, and not around creating an institution that parents can sort of drop off their kids and say, well, now, you know, I've sort of done my job. I can tell you it's frustrating not only on the part of parents who want to be very active in the education of their children and care that the children not just taught academics, but taught character and morality and spiritual growth. But it's also frustration among teachers who see parents who have been convinced by our society that it's no longer their job. That, you know, that once they reach, you know, 6 years old, that are 5 years old, that they can sort of drop
hand
off their kids and it's now the government's job to educate your children. Neither works. And so what we have to do is make sure that parents are integrally involved, that educators are open and to designing a program for each child in America, not for children writ large, but for each child in America to maximize their potential.
Thank you so much, Rick. You've answered that question geniusly. We have another break here in 10 seconds. I'd love to bring you over. Is that possible to bring you one more segment?
Sure.
All right, Rick. We'll be right back with Rick Santorum at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
This is the first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it, and I really appreciate your witness, just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not freedomtelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With freedomtelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is freedomtelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Freeze-dry guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering freeze-dry guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Again, you have with us Rick Santorum at ricksantorum.com, presidential hopeful for the Republican nomination. Thank you again for being with us, Rick.
It's a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for the opportunity to blast that across the country.
Now, here's what's happened is I've asked two questions so far. Number one, I established that you cannot be a public servant if you will not protect life. Now, Rick is dedicated to protecting life. Would you say yay, Rick?
Yes, I would.
Absolutely. Now, number two, education. I heard Rick talk about the responsibility of the parent. Where does the jurisdiction of education fall if it doesn't lie with the family? We can't give ourselves over to professionals and expect they're going to do a good job or do a better job than the parent himself who truly loves his kid. Rick has 7 kids. He homeschools them all. God bless you for that, by the way. We homeschool our children as well, and I think that's the best education that you can give a kid if you can give it as the parent to the child. But I want to tie in now. Economics are directly related to morality, and thank the Lord, I have not heard you say one time jobs. Thank you for not saying jobs so far in this interview. I'm getting so sick of that word. It's not the government's jurisdiction to create jobs. They make sure that the playing field is level and that there's an environment for jobs to be created, but economics are directly related to morality. And I'm going to put you on the seat here, Rick. Why are so many people, I want you to speak to three things. Why are so many people not bold to speak on these topics, and here's these topics. Gay marriage, and I want to hear your views on it. Don't ask, don't tell. I want to hear your views on it. I want to also hear your views on adding sexual orientation to the definition of hate crime. And finally, I'm sorry, there was four here, a constitutional ban on same-sex marriage. So I'll let you have it. Gay marriage, don't ask, don't tell. Same-sex marriage, as far as a constitutional ban, and sexual orientation, and then explain why so few others are not bold to speak on those topics.
Well, I'll answer the first one first. The last one first, I should say. You know, last night, Bill Maher goes on his show and said, Rick Santorum is like a Japanese soldier who's stuck on an island after World War II and doesn't know the war is over on the issue of being pro-abortion and pro-gay marriage. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that people don't go up and talk about it like I do is because you are vilified. You're vilified by the mainstream media, by Hollywood, by the educational establishment, all of the levers, if you will, of power. Even the conservative media, when it comes to these issues, are hesitant to talk about them. They, it's not polite conversation. And I stood up from the very beginning, back in 2003, when the Supreme Court was going to create a constitutional right to sodomy. and said, this is wrong. We can't do this. We can't have a constitutional right to consensual sexual activity, no matter what it is, that prior to that case, the court protected sex within the bond of marriage, because that's the sacred bond that government has a role of affirming and taking care of. But it didn't. There was no such thing our founders contemplated to say that any type of sexual consensual activity was constitutionally protected.
That's right.
And so I stood up when no one else did and got hammered for it. And I stood up and continue to stand up. I get all the questions in the debate on the moral cultural issues. I got the question from the gay soldier on Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Yep.
And stood up and said that it was wrong. I got the question from Chris Wallace the following week, basically called me a bigot, saying this is, you know, I'm anti-civil rights. I do not believe that that sexual orientation should be added to hate crimes, but let me be honest. I don't believe in hate crimes, period.
Thank you! Thank you! Did you hear that, America? Thank you, Rick. I was going to bring that up next.
So, I mean, if you want to go on down the list, I believe that this country is a great country because, as you mentioned, we are given rights by God. And that God is not any God. It's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Amen.
And that God, when he gave us rights, he also said, here are the laws by which your society is to be governed.
That's right.
And we, you know, we fall short. We're human. We make mistakes. We do things wrong. But what we should do is orient our laws to make sure they are in conformity with the natural law, in conformity with God's law. And we don't. When we don't, we end up in big trouble, and that's where we are in the issue of marriage and abortion. And you know, now we see, because God's laws are not in conformity with what man wants to do now, what are we trying to do? We're trying to constrain religious liberty, throw faith out of the public square, because we don't want to hear from God anymore. We don't want God to have, or God, or people who believe in God's teachings to have a voice in society anymore, because we do not like being told we're wrong. That's where we are right now.
Some people wouldn't want to admit, Rick, but where you're bringing us down to is what the Romans dealt with. It's what Pharaoh dealt with. I mean, ancient civilizations all through time. Is they're saying, we don't want God because he conflicts with our power. We want to be God. Now, I have a caller on the air, and this is a tough question, but I want to give it to you because I know you can handle it, Mr. Senator. This is Brian from Minnesota, and he said, we are losing the battle on gay marriage. I would like to hear your feedback to that, but Brian, I'll let you go ahead and present that question to Senator Rick Santorum, presidential hopeful for the Republican Party.
Hi, Mr. Santorum. I'm a big supporter of yours and others as well in the Republican field. I do think that the issue of abortion is different than gay marriage, very much so, because of the idea of being consenting adults versus a child. So I'll only touch on the gay marriage issue. And that is that at this point, perhaps we don't have enough homogeneity in our culture anymore, that this is an accepted social policy. And as a social conservative, I view gay marriage as an issue that was won or lost in the pulpit, and I don't think we can reinforce it through a defensive action legislatively.
Now, Brian, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to let Senator Rick Santorum answer that question. I think it's a fair question. What say you, Rick?
Yeah, I wouldn't argue that the church has not been strong on this issue and has not preached the truth. But that doesn't mean that the people who know what the truth is should abandon it and relegate ourselves to a very, very different society. And I was getting at this a moment ago. This is not about gay marriage. This
That's
is
right.
about, you know, changing what is right and wrong.
That's right.
And fundamentally changing what people of faith can say and do in society.
Yeah.
And the ultimate objective here is to drive faith out of the public square, to drive morality out of the laws of this country, and secularize our society with a very different value, set of values. And they have a right to do that, by the way. They have a right under the Constitution to come out here and to make their case. But for us to say, well, they've made their case, they're winning, we should quit, is to me just, I can't accept that. They're not winning, first off. There's been 32
That's
votes
right.
in the country.
That's right.
32 different states, from Maine to California, and it's lost every single time. And the reason it's you're frustrated, because you look at these polls and you listen to culture, and they tell you one thing. But what happens is when people actually focus on this issue and they realize what their second graders are going to be taught,
mm-hmm.
how they're going to their values in, that they hold dear in America. You have about 1% of the population of this country that is gay, and what they're going to try to do is now teach those values to your children in school. They're going to tell preachers and priests and clergy that they simply cannot talk about this issue, that they have to recognize them, they have to affirm them. It's not a matter of tolerance. It's a matter of changing. They're going to insist you agree with them. And if you don't agree with them, you're a bigot. If you don't agree with them, then you are a bad person who at some point should be prosecuted for the way you feel. That is something that, unfortunately, when you just ask this question generally, well, is it okay for people to marry? Well, I guess, yeah, it's okay. But when the debate is had in the states and people recognize what's at stake, mm-hmm. people recognize how life will change if this is instituted, then they say, oh, wait a minute, we'll be tolerant, but don't try to fundamentally change the entire moral structure of our country, which is exactly what this is about.
That's right. That's the end of it. Because law, once you create a law, now you have to educate. You got to get people familiar with that law. And God forbid if anybody has views contrary to that law. So now force comes in, and now we're taught and told what to believe. Our founders believed in freedom of conscience. There was no one national denomination because no one would say the way that you served God. Now they're saying God conflicts with us. Get him out of society. Rick, that brings back the hate crimes legislation. And we've got about 2 minutes here, so I want you to put a plug. How can people get in touch with you? How can they follow the campaign? How can they understand more of your views? How do they get more personal with Rick Santorum? Again, I encourage you to visit the website, ricksantorum.com. But going back to the hate crimes issue, and federal government stepping in and creating hate crimes. Can you explain your position on that? And we've got about 60 seconds, Rick.
Well, I just don't believe that we should be, we should criminalize actions. We should not criminalize intent. And that somebody's intent, there are lots of reasons that people do bad things, but none of them are necessarily more heinous than the other. And that you say, well, certain acts because of because of your belief structure are worse than others.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't believe that that's a proper basis in the law. And again, we're criminalizing mental activity,
yep,
as opposed to actions.
You got it. All crime is hate, folks. All crime is hate. Rick, we've got about 20 seconds here. Can you put a shout out? How do folks get in touch with you? Where are you going to be next, et cetera?
Well, RickSantorum.com, as you said, and you can follow me on Twitter and on Facebook, and join us, friend us on Facebook, and look, I appreciate any help and support. Campaign contributions are most welcome at this point. I'm here in Iowa tonight, and.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG. meat, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFood storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Boy, I'll tell you what, I got a smile from ear to ear right now due to the fact that I just told Jake during the break, I said, that guy just preached our ministry.
Yeah.
From A to Z.
Sure.
And there was no conversation with us or Rick before the interview that Jake just did with him. It was also interesting, and I'm not capping on Brian that called in, but it's interesting how he, just like we were talking about the media prior to Rick getting on the radio with us, and abortion, by the way, hit both topics,
yep.
But you're moved by polls. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And what did Brian say? That, you know, there's just no sense we're
losing
the game.
The battle.
No. We're not losing the battle, and we haven't lost the battle in any state. So what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. But see, people believe what they're told, and what did Rick say? He said, if you stand up against the homosexual agenda, what did he say, folks? Even to those that question who I am or my motives or whatever the case is, what did he say? I never said anything to him. What did he say? They vilify you. That's exactly. And you know what? Mm-hmm. And what did he talk about when he said about the conservatives? Mm-hmm.
That's why they won't stand up and say anything.
That's right, because they're afraid. And I'll tell you why they're afraid is because they're compromised men. And when he started to use the analogy of the football field, mm-hmm. That's exactly right. We'll play on the field, but we won't take it all the way to the end zone. Yep. And that's exactly right. Mm-hmm. That is compromise to keep going and debating on the field when lives are at stake. Mm-hmm. We have to bring it all the way in and say no. Mm-hmm. Speaking of abortion, speaking of the homosexual agenda, so on and so forth.
And it shows who it's really about. When you're willing to compromise on those issues and not go all the way, it's about you. It's about you. It's about you. And God and liberty are not about us. It's about them. It's about them. It's about them.
Let's ask the next question. Let's say locally here in the state of Minnesota.
Yep.
Who's doing this?
Mm-hmm.
Who's willing to put their... Folks, I've talked to enough of these conservatives that it's scary.
Yes, it is.
It's scary because these people are not willing to do what I just heard Rick Santorum talk about. And he said it, and he's saying it all over the country. And what are they doing? The media is targeting him.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they targeting him?
Because he's right.
That's exactly right. And that's my point right there. Now, let me ask for those out there that compromise who we are as conservatives. Why is it that you compromise? Why is it that you leave your children and your posterity this problem to deal with if they make it that far, if there is no hope, and if there is war in sight for this country? Because, folks, listen, if we don't stand up, we're going to fall. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of conservatives in this country that are okay with the falls that we've been taking. And I'll tell you what they're saying behind closed doors. Can't wait until I'm out of here. Can't wait until I'm all done out of here. Well, you know, and I've said on the radio before, wait for what? Hasten your time in front of God for judgment? That's exactly right. And it's, folks, again, as I said at the beginning of the show, why is it that the left knows how to hate better than the right knows how to love? And why is it, and not in this situation.
No.
That's not right. In this situation. And why is it that the left knows how to lie better than most of the conservatives in the state of Minnesota know how to tell the truth? Why? And you know them by their fruit.
Right.
You know them by their fruit. And I say this to all conservatives, both friend and foes. Come on, guys. If we don't come together on this, we're going to lose our country. You are not the standard. Politicians are not the standard. God is the standard. And when he said Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, it's like, that a boy. That's exactly right. So
he knows America. You know, I gave the analogy two breaks ago, I think, or two segments ago, that half of America is on public assistance. This topic we're talking about is very relevant. Now, most of you listening right now that are social conservatives or fiscal conservatives, it outrages you that half of America is on public assistance and that every person who takes $1 from public assistance lays a 40-cent debt on their children. That's immoral. I can't believe it. That's irresponsible. It's irrational. What are you doing morally?
That's right.
What are you leaving morally for your next generation?
That's right.
Are you saying to them, well, this is the mess I left you? That's what they're saying. Well, I'm leaving you a 40-cent debt. Sorry, because I didn't want to be responsible. I'll keep 60. I'll pay 60 of it back, but kids, you owe 40. Folks, that's what you're telling your kids, the exact same thing. Don't point the finger at liberals and that agenda and what they're doing fiscally until you're willing to point the finger at yourself morally, because fiscally you couldn't do stuff like that if morally we held the standard.
That's right. That's right. Well, they got their eyes fixed on the wrong standard, and it's the one that shoots for
the floor.
Shows
who it's about.
That's right. It really does. And I just think it was outstanding. I shouldn't say that I was surprised by what he said. I was happy to hear what he said.
Well, and you've
I was
said
happy to hear that he was taking a stand. Mm-hmm. He wasn't standing there compromising.
That's right.
Taking on other talking points. And, folks, regardless if we like this or not, especially for the conservatives that just might not like Rick Santorum, you know, the bottom line is, I didn't hear any air in his conversation.
Okay. What was he saying? He was saying what you should be saying.
That's right.
At your town hall meetings. You know, we've had a lot of folks on the show, too. And I'm not saying that some of the people that served in office weren't saying the right things, they held the right beliefs, but I'll tell you what, that was the boldest I've ever heard any man.
Yeah.
And, you know, I said
on a national level, too.
Right. Yeah. I wrote a letter today to somebody who's serving in office right now. And I'm saying, why in the world are you dropping the ball, not being a champion for what you were? And now men like Rick, who will exemplify, just did it on the show today and in debates. They even said it. He's the one they always ask the moral questions to because they know. They think they're going to get him.
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to get him to say something outrageous like gay marriage is immoral or abortion is bad. Yeah, and he says, you know what, I'll oblige you. I'll say it. Bring me the questions.
That's right.
But if everybody would join together and say, no, bring us the questions. We're going to tell you and establish what is right and wrong here according to God's standard, not according to my standard or my 2 yards that I might forfeit.
By the way, that is liberty.
That is liberty.
That's
when
right.
Everybody's standing uniform on what is right.
Right.
When you're keeping the boundaries. The government has to stay within the boundaries. People have to stay within boundaries and moral constraints. And the only way people are going to do that, folks, is when all people stand up and say, no, this is wrong. And I loved how he even brought the topic. It's not about marriage and two men marrying each
that's
other
right.
and a man marrying his pig or his stinking horse or a chair in his living room.
And
it's not about that.
That's the truth, what you're saying,
it's about redefining morality.
That's
it's
right.
about redefining what a preacher can say and that there is no absolute.
And it's not just a preacher. It's giving power to a tyrant that's going to basically call the shots at you regardless if you like it or not, folks.
That's right.
And that's what's going to happen if you allow these agendas to go forth. Because he said that was exactly right what he said. It's an issue of right and wrong and doing away with right and wrong. That's what this is about.
And here's the source. When a politician can compromise what you think morally, what's at the end of all of this, he's attempting to enslave you, but then he's going to reach into your pockets. Folks, when you're starting to worry about getting your pockets reached into, you've already lost at that point. You forgot. You weren't vigilant to see the first step. It is morality. If he breaks down that moral barrier, that's the only barrier that you can put up against the tyrant and say, you're not moving any further. And ultimately, what is a perfect judgment towards you. So God bless him because he said we're winning the battle. People are waking up.
Right.
And there is many people out there, no matter what the Chris Wallaces of the world and the mainstream media of the world says about you, about your candidates, and about those standing for truth, you're winning. And you will win because with God, you're always a majority. And those principles are what we are founded on. They haven't destroyed the foundation. They have not destroyed the foundation. So long as we continue to stand and keep that, we can build on that foundation. That's what we should be building as Americans.
And that's what I just heard.
Amen.
Great interview, by the way.
Amen.
Cool. Cool. Folks, you guys, if you'd like to weigh in thought, 1-877-807-9977. I thought it was rather interesting the way the caller shot in his doubt to the listeners. And really, he was trying to wedge something in there that was not true at all. For example, when he said that, you know, we're just losing the battle. There's just nothing we can do about it. Brother, are you looking at them by the fruits of what's going on state by state in 33 different states?
Right.
Or are you just paying attention to the polls? Because what you just got done doing is exemplifying exactly why I'm doing and exposing the media today. They don't know how to tell the truth. They're hand in glove with this administration to oust and ostracize anybody that stands up for the truth. And then if they do stand up for the truth, you know what they do? They try to ostracize them, vilify them, demonize them. And folks, again, it's time that all the conservatives, it's time that all the Tea Partiers, it's time that all the Christians and the preachers are known for hate and bigotry and for whatever else they contrive in their little minds that you are. It's not hate. Jesus Christ was hated for his love. Read John 7:7. Read John 15 when he said, "This is my commandment that you love one another." He said, "If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you." And why did they hate him? Because he uncovered their sin and exposed their wickedness. And that's what conservatives do. And that's what Tea Partiers do. And that's what the Republican Party is supposed to be doing. And that's what, the professed Christians should be doing a long time ago. Because, church, you are the standard. I don't care if you're Catholic, Baptist, Presbyterian, whatever the case might be, Pentecostal, so on and so forth. You get the point. But again, you are called to be the moral compass of society, and we are to take responsibility to do the right thing right now and the right time to do the right thing, folks. It's not tomorrow, it's today.
You know, here's the Christ that a lot of you folks say you serve, and I hope you do. I hope you do because that's the end of this, is the redemptive power of Christ and that power to come on you so that you see victory. But when a man came up to Christ and said, you know what, you need to get out of here preaching all this moral stuff.
Herod
because
will kill you.
Herod will kill you. What did Christ say? Oh, my goodness, this could affect my ratings. Go tell that fox that I will keep on casting out devils and healing people today and tomorrow and the third day. I will accomplish my purpose. I'm not asking his permission.
I know, but I think there's lines between church and state or something like that.
Between church and Herod? You know,
between church and government, really?
Right. Where darkness is, crimes will be committed. This is the topic of the theme of the show. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused the darkness. Folks, you cause darkness when you take on that mentality that it's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's just where it's going. Okay, if that's where it's going, who's leading us there? Obviously, you're not being a leader. You're being a follower.
You lack thereof.
Go to be a leader and bring us to where we're supposed to go, just as Christ did when he spoke to that man in his ignorance who thought the king could wield power over God.
Yeah.
It's not us.
Yeah.
We don't speak boldly and say, we're going to tell them what to do. We're going to tell them where to go. No, it's what the Spirit of Christ says.
Yeah.
And when that redemptive power is in you, you see the sacrifice. You're going to stand up for it. You're not going to let some tyrant trample on the blood. And even worse than that, use that blood to promote his agenda.
Yeah.
They're using that blood the same way you're using your kids when you take that assistance.
If you allow it.
That's, right.
That's right.
So the objective here is to become a leader. You can't, it's not even to become a leader. You can't not but be a leader. When you see that price evidently set forth, Christ crucified, and that redemptive power, you can't be.
Yeah, there's no negotiating at Arlington.
No. That's
It's time to work.
That's right.
It really is. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We'll take your calls right after this break, 1-877-807-9977. And I want you to pick the next world leader after this break as well, 1-877-807-9977.
Hi, this is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. To that end, the Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, November 29th. The location will be the Jesus People Church, located just west of Maple Grove. The cost is $240 for individuals or families, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. Or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello, this is Catherine with our company Spotlight. Today we want to recognize Capstone Homes located in Ramsey. Capstone Homes is a locally owned hometown builder whose mission is to provide you with the highest quality level of value when you purchase your new home. Capstone Homes happens to be one of the largest privately owned builders in the Twin Cities area. They are building around 100 homes per year. Why? Well, I sat down with Ben, the owner of Capstone Homes. He had explained to me how important it is to him to be able to offer freshly updated plans with a huge selection of structural and cosmetic options. I also had an opportunity to tour their beautiful 7,000 square foot design center. There were so many interior and exterior colors, styles, and options to pick from. Best of all, you will have one of their experienced designers to help you through the process. So with a reputation for honesty, integrity, and getting the job done on time, I put my trust in Capstone Homes. We use our company spotlight for businesses who also hold our conservative values.
Now, where does it say this? And proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof.
Leviticus 26. Oh, on the Liberty Bell.
That's exactly right. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Dedicated to William Penn, and I believe in the 1760s, to his commemoration, because that was his purpose. Matter of fact, I don't know, prophetically speaking, he said, let Philadelphia be a seed of liberty throughout the nation. Where was the first capital in our country? Philadelphia. Where was the Constitutional Convention? Philadelphia. Where did they sign the Declaration of Independence? Philadelphia. A preacher who came from England, who was a Quaker, that time, but fled religious persecution.
A pacifist.
He was willing to go to jail, actually, so I don't know how passive that is. He went to jail. But then he came over and
who established
William Penn.
Oh, wow.
In Pennsylvania.
Okay, cool.
He didn't even want it called Pennsylvania, but the king forced it to be called Pennsylvania.
I was thinking of Wilberforce and his sidekick.
Oh, yep. Wilberforce and Mr. Pitt.
That's right.
Who actually...
William Pitt.
He said that, what was it, necessity is the plea of tyrants.
And what do we hear constantly coming from... We better hurry up and pass this.
Emergency!
What did he say again? Say it again.
He said that necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves.
Here, let me translate what he's really saying. We don't want you to read what we're about ready to do through this bill.
That's true.
So will you just hurry up and pass it? So then you have to undo what we just threw on you.
But like Pelosi,
I mean, hey, let's just pass the bill and see what's in it.
And then read afterwards. You can find out then. I mean, come on. What difference does it make now, then? Who cares? Just pass it.
That's interesting. Dolores, you got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Taking my phone call. I heard my commercial a little bit ago. Do you guys remember the commercial just played a little bit ago from when I had called in?
Yeah, you're the. I don't know if you're older or younger. You sound like you're about 70 years old. But in saying that, I said to you on the air, was your parents angry with you when they named you Dolores? Is that you?
That's right, yeah.
We played your commercial for a long time, ma'am.
You're famous, Dolores.
Well, thanks for that. I actually wanted to call in and just say how refreshing it was to hear Rick Santorum on the radio. I haven't really heard too much about him. Your show is actually the first time I've heard a real interview with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just, when he started saying that same thing about our, you know, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and he's just going through everything. It's like, that's what people want to hear.
Yeah.
And I just was so refreshed, I mean, to hear someone that's running for president speak like that. So I wanted to thank you guys for having me on the show and I guess put a plug in for me for him that I'm excited that he's running.
Okay.
Thanks, Dolores.
Yeah, we appreciate your phone call.
Yeah, thanks for having my call.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Mike.
That was really uncomfortable. That was mean. Dolores, you're exactly
right.
I'm
not trying to be mean, and I wasn't trying to be mean to Brian either. And by the way, I didn't talk to Brian. If anybody's being mean to Brian, you are being mean to Brian. Ooh. Matter of fact, I think it'd be a good idea to actually give the DVD.
Yeah.
The Pro That Rocked the Capitol. We'll send him a free DVD because there's no... You know,
Brian, call in. Give us your address, Brian. You can call in at 877-807-9977.
What about Dolores? What did you think? Dolores was going to, like, take a shot at you or something?
I don't know. I was just kind of waiting for the punchline. But I think to make her point, a lot of folks maybe haven't heard.
Because the media doesn't want you to heard.
Exactly.
It's kind of like that guy named Ron Paul, the one that the media keeps blacking out.
Who? Ron who?
Paul Ron or something like that.
Uncle Ronnie?
Ronnie Paulie.
Ronnie?
Yeah.
Paulie.
Yeah.
Where does he
remember
from?
We talked to Ron Paul?
Some crazy.
And we had to tell Ron Paul before he was running for president, Ron, we seen your billboards 10-1 over Obama and Hillary's.
Easily.
All across the country.
Yeah.
But why is it
But who's Ron Paul? Ron Paul.
Another interesting point. Mitt Romney, correct me if I'm wrong, this is about 3 years ago, advertised that he was coming into town, and there was only 200 to 300 people that showed up.
Yeah, not a big crowd.
No. Ron Paul had to move his place, his meeting, twice because of all the people, and they only gave the people a 1 week notice.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But who's Ron Paul?
Ron, but you're bringing up that name again. I don't.
Here,
Ron
let me
Paul.
Say it this
let
way.
Let me Google it. Is there a wiki page?
We were talking about the media. Our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. That was CBS News.
Yeah.
The New York Times is on purpose deliberately pitched to the liberal point of view. That was Herman Dismore. This is Richard Cohan, CBS Political News. He said, we are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with the issues and subjects that we choose to deal with. So if we don't like Rick, if we don't like Ron, we'll just black him out.
Yeah.
Who's Rick Santorum?
Rick who?
That's exactly the result that the media is looking for those that are blacking him out.
That's right.
Hello.
And, folks, if you want to hear what the media has to say, speaking of the New York Times, Herman Dismore, I think was his name.
Yes.
Let's. I want to.
I thought you were being funny there for a second. He said is deliberately pitched to the liberal point of view on purpose.
Well, I would like for you folks to read the article that the New York Times did on the ministry here and on Bradley and the Sons of Liberty. It's
but you
right
really,
on our webpage.
Yeah, but you just kind
of
took yourself in left field.
SonsofLibertyMedia.com.
Or you can go to SonsofLibertyRadio.com. No, that's good. SonsofLibertyRadio.com. And by the way, we're getting some national outlets that are picking us up right now to begin to...
WorldNet Daily. You just did a column in WorldNet Daily for Joseph Farron. The guys down there, very liberty-minded, very Christian-minded, very into reaching the next generation, folks.
They're activists is what they are. Right. They're real. By the way, I don't want to make a clear line between an activist and a Christian. Just remove the line. Because that's what a Christian is.
That's right.
Christians are Christ-like. If you don't see them being Christ-like... Then it means because there's no Christ there to like.
That's right.
Yeah, that's the truth. So, anyways, I was just telling you the New York Times has deliberately pitched them to the liberal point of view.
Mm-hmm.
So what'd you think of that?
And what happens when somebody actually believes what they say and...
Oh, you mean like for example, when they're pushing gay marriage, when there's 20,000 protesters and ABC, CBS, and the Associated Press twisted the truth and told you, the American people, that the 300 homosexuals were the majority... Holding signs up saying, go home, bigots, to the 20,000 protesters. They made the majority to be the 300 homosexuals, while the 20,000 were the minority. That's how you get your news, folks.
20,000. Who are those 20,000? That didn't exist.
I don't know. I don't know what to say.
So when much for tempering bullies, huh?
Well, that's how I took it. Are you mocking me?
No, I was really saying, so much for tempering bullies. They're not doing their job.
You mock me?
When they become one and the same.
I think it's time for the American people to pull the curtain back.
It is, and they are.
Just like Toto with Wizard of Oz.
That's right. Just took a little dog with enough courage to go pull the carpet while everybody wet their pants looking at the big face.
Speaking of wetting their pants, I got to get out of here in a second. Now, folks, it's interesting. There's 295,734,137 people in this country. I actually believe there's 301 million now to 303 million people. Back in 2004, there was 15 different candidates, but you only heard about two of them. What about in 2008? Same exact scenario.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Here's our choices.
Yep.
Pick one. We win both ways.
I hate ending the show with this guy, but he's a great devil to really call out onto the carpet. Mm. How fortunate for those in power that people never think. Listen to me, America. How fortunate for those in power that people never think. Remember when everybody started laughing at Hitler? There was less than 3% of his party. They laughed at him. They mocked at him.
Yeah, 3% of all.
Yep. And next thing you knew, he was in power. Then he started to kill off his opposition. He immediately began to overthrow his constitution through illegal measures, of course. But listen to what he said. How fortunate for those in power that people never think. Now, if the people were thinking in Germany back in the day, in the 30s, do you think Hitler would have ever got to power? Probably not. I mean, the guy was in prison for murder. He's a criminal. Mm-hmm. And he's the one saying how fortunate for those in power that people never think. Folks, it's time for you to start to think and act on those thoughts.
That's right, and act.
Our posterity depends upon you. And I'll tell you what, we can win the day, but the only place that we're going to find hope is in Christ Jesus, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen?
Amen.
We love you by what we do, and we will talk to you Monday. Go to GCN, GenesisCommunicationNetwork.com. Check us out. We're on Monday to Friday.
Two to three. Central Standard Time.
Maybe we should up that little ante there, yeah?
It's possible.
Okay. We'll talk to you next week, folks. Well, actually, we'll talk to you Monday. Have a good Sunday. God bless you. See you.